But we were asked about the Antichrist. What's interesting about that, the book of 1 John, now we have the Gospel of John, but then in the back of the New Testament, there's three little books of John. In one of the little books, it says this, the Antichrist is already in the world. So the Antichrist was already there in the days of Jesus, in the days of the apostles. Yet the Christian world today, even though the Bible clearly says the Antichrist was already there, everybody's waiting for a big Antichrist to show up. And what are they waiting for? They often say, well, just wait till that Antichrist comes. He's going to make Hitler look like Snow White. You know, he's going to be so much worse than Hitler. He's going to take over the whole world, and he's going to put a mark in the forehead and in the right hand. Can't buy anything without this mark. Probably going to be some computer chip they're going to put in there. Or maybe the barcode will be the mark, and you got to have some barcode or something like that. They even have movies with people with barcodes on their hands, you know. Windows operating system, you say? We have all kinds of ideas on that. But the Bible says that the Antichrist was already in the world. So we're waiting for some great, big, worse than Hitler guy to show up, yet the scriptures say he was already there in the days of John the Apostle. Well, where was he? Where was Antichrist if he was already there? It talks about the beast, who everyone assumes is also the Antichrist. It predicts, the book of Revelations talks about this, that the beast will rise up from the many waters. And he's going to be a pretty bad dude. He's got seven heads, and one of the head will be wounded as it is to death and so on. And people think that he's going to be some bad dude. He's going to be killed and then come back from the dead like Jesus did. And everybody's going to think he's the second coming of Christ because he raised up from the dead. And then when he raises up from the dead, that's when the devil is going to actually enter into his body. And then he's really going to be a bad dude after that. He's going to force everybody to receive a mark on the right hand of their forehead. And like I say, people think it will be some type of, most people today think it's going to be a computer chip. You can't buy anything unless you got a computer chip in your right hand. And the interesting thing about Hitler, who is the closest thing that we've seen to people's idea of an Antichrist, is that he put a mark in people's right hands, or in people's hands, but he didn't use the right hand, he put it in the left. Any idea why he chose the left? Because he didn't want to be associated with Antichrist. He thought, well, the Bible says the Antichrist is going to put a mark on the right hand. Well, I'll use the left hand then. And he also put the Nazi symbol on the left arm. He used the left everything. So, because the Bible says the bad dude is going to use the right arm. Okay, so Hitler used the left arm for everything. And my belief is that he did this because he actually read the Bible himself, and he thought, well, even though, you know, I'm a good guy, everybody thinks they're a good guy, even Hitler did. If I put a mark on the wrong hand here, people might think I'm the Antichrist, so I'll put it on the left arm. And no mark on the forehead, because that'll really make people think I'm the Antichrist, so I'm not going to put any mark on their forehead, just their left arm. And we'll put the Nazi symbol on the left arm. What's interesting is how he fulfilled destiny by using the left arm. It was symbolic of the left-hand path of which he was on. So he put the Nazi symbol on the left arm, symbolizing that he was on the left-hand path. So he still doesn't get away from being identified with the bad guy. He still did what the bad guy would do, because the left hand is symbolic of the left-hand path, which the Brotherhood of Light is, of course, is symbolic of the right-hand path. So I find that kind of interesting, that by trying to get out of being identified with the dark side, he identified himself with the dark side anyway. But it's interesting that when you look through history of people's interpretation of prophecy, and then you look at when the prophecy actually came to pass, the people are always wrong. Same thing with even Nostradamus. Over the past 40 years, I've been reading Inquirer-type magazines whenever they have a headline that says, Nostradamus prophesies famine or whatever. you know, I pick it up and I read it. I even started saving all these prophecies from these Star Inquirer type magazines, and then I'd read them like 5 years later, and they were really funny to see the prophecies and how few of them even came close to the mark. Most of them were really, really far off. And same thing with all of them prophesying. They read Nostradamus, and then they think they read a certain prediction into Nostradamus. They think they got it down, and then it doesn't happen, you know. But then after it happens, what they'll do is they'll look at it, and they'll say, hey, you know, Nostradamus predicted the falling of the Twin Towers. Huh. How come we didn't see this earlier? So it's funny how on hindsight we can look in the Bible or Nostradamus and see all kinds of things about that we think we should have seen, but we missed. But nobody got them right in advance. Kind of funny how that happens. Same thing with the first coming of Christ. Anybody have any idea how they expected Christ to come the first time?
Yeah,
the Old Testament talked about the Messiah was going to come in the clouds, and the book of last book of the Bible says that the wicked will burn as stubble. And so they expected the Messiah to come in the clouds, and all the Romans will be burning as stubble, and all the Jewish good guys to be saved, and they were going to build the kingdom of God. And that's how they thought the Messiah was going to come. Well, did he come that way? How many people do you think got it right?
Three.
Three? Yeah, they weren't even Jews, right? They got it right. They got it right through reading astrology. The wicked astrologers got it right. And that's a good point. I never thought of that. But among the Jews, there's only a record of one person that got it right. There was an old lady that was near her death that had heard about the birth of Jesus, and she wanted to see his face before she died. And as far as we know, she was the only one that got it right, the only one recorded in the Bible that was expecting him to be born as a little child. And so we only have a record of one among the Jews that was expecting him to be born as a babe. Everybody else thought he was going to just come in the clouds of heaven. Now, how are they expecting him to come for his second coming? Same way they were expecting last time, right? Are they making the same mistake all over again? Probably. Now, it's the same thing with the Antichrist. Everybody's expecting the Antichrist to come and be the head of United Nations or something. Now, it talks about the Antichrist having 10 horns. And so, as the Europe was uniting to creating the European Union, originally it looked like there was going to be 10 members. And as we were approaching 8, 9, and 10, all the religious people jumped on this and they said, well, this is the 10 horns. This is the 10 horns that are going to unite, and then the Antichrist is going to be the head of Europe and everything. And so for quite a few years, Hal Lindsey and a lot of these guys was teaching, well, the 10 horns are 10 nations in Europe that are going to unite. They're going to be stronger than America. And the Antichrist is going to come rule these guys. And they're going to make war with Israel and everything. And they come up with all these ideas. But then there was a little problem developed. It was 11. Pretty soon there was 11th nation and the 12th. And now I think we got pretty close to 20 or something like that. And so that kind of screws it up. But are they deterred from the prophecy? No, they'll say, well, there's 10 major nations, 10 founding nations. So, you know, they still go back and try to make the history fit their prediction. But the Antichrist was already in the world. The beast was already in the world in the days of Jesus. The mark of the beast was already in the world in the days of Jesus. It's always been here. And the mark on the forehead has been here for over 2,000 years. What is it? Yeah, Wayne?
Mark on the forehead is serving your base nature,
mm-hmm. and your right hand is the same.
Okay.
Thinking and serving.
Okay, what the beast is, and I've written a whole book on the book of Revelations that I'm going to publish soon. That's going to give a totally different interpretation than anyone's ever heard before. But the reason, why is it called the beast? This is the first question to ask.
Well,